everybody.
Hey.
Hey welcome. There.
Damn it.
Oh, is that your ear?
I was just told, hey, why don't you start it off? And so I started, and then, bam, interrupted by everybody else.
We just said hello, too.
I'm trying to set the tone.
All right.
Of joy. The joy tone.
Oh, whatever. Welcome to Too Much Fun.
That sounded somber.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
It's like an NPR guy.
Yeah.
We're the Fine Gentlemen's Club. We interrupt each other.
God damn it.
I'm Chris Charpentier.
I'm Sam Talent.
I'm Nathan Lund.
I'm Bobby Crane.
God damn it, we're going to confuse people. Can't do that.
All right. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Stepdad.
Can't do that either.
And I'm Morley Safer.
People can't see that we're joking.
They can,
they can hear
smell it.
Yeah. God damn it.
That's your
Nathan.
Bit.
Yes.
Who are you?
Nathan Lund.
Yeah. And
I'm Bobby Crane.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
It's a tough intro, everybody.
It's the angriest you've ever been.
I'm killing time.
I'm furious.
You're seething.
You shouldn't let me start this.
You're in the band Seething.
We also have a guest with us, everybody. Yep. Mm-hmm. A good friend.
Morley Schaefer.
It is. It's, well, he's going to come in about halfway through.
Oh, good.
Anywho, this is a good friend of the Fine Gentlemen's Club and quite a comedian, a Denver comic. Ben Roy, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah,
hey.
Ben Roy.
Hey, gang. Right. Hey, gang. Thanks for letting me in off the porch. I appreciate it. A bit cold out there. Thanks for having me inside, and this is really nice.
You're welcome.
I like being here.
You look toasty.
I am toasty. I'm wearing a long-sleeve shirt. Feels good.
A longshoreman shirt. Right?
A longshoreman shirt. Is that what this...
No.
You reminds me of Jim.
No. It was very... No. Not at all.
You look like a kid in the 70s.
Yeah, is that what it looks like?
It's like a 70s, mm-hmm. like kind of a Hesher.
This is all 2000s package right here. You can't see the librarian's bulge I'm putting out right here. But this is I'm dealing out.
Is that a thing?
That is. A librarian. You don't remember a librarian?
Come on.
I thought you guys were weird on this. Never mind. You know it was going to be so
Bobby
fucking serious.
Bobby just pulled an Ellie Long.
I've always called it the book depository.
Ben,
a lot of nonfiction
going
on down there.
Ben is a local artist, right, Ben?
Yeah, artist. That's exactly what I am. Monologist.
Screamo bands? Is that it?
Yeah, I play in a lot of screamo bands. Mm-hmm. I am in a post-Icelandic speed bludgeon band right now called Frozen Sarcophagus. First album, the Screams of a Thousand Frozen Feti.
You were in one of my favorite power twerk bands.
What was it?
My favorite power twerk bands ever.
Yeah,
kind of in that, you know, it was like that proto sludge.
Yeah, proto sludge. That now, see, you're going back a little bit. That was before Wanda Matushin started Velvet Jackhammer.
Oh man, you were in Velvet J?
No, see, VJ was Bobby Trist.
Oh yeah,
remember Bobby Trist, spiky hair, nose
couldn't
ring.
Forget him. Yeah, remember when he did that girl?
What girl?
You know the girl.
Oh, you're talking. But everybody called her Buttons.
Well, they had to after what he did to her.
He sewed her up real good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. But it was more related to the scars he left on her that looked like pearl snap buttons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember Buttons. Do you remember? She had that tick thing that she would do.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Or she would say, "What time is it? What time is it?"
I love
and everyone would squirt her with mustard.
Yeah. You'd be like, "The clock, it's right there. It's a big digital thing." And she just never saw it.
She
for
did.
Some reason, she couldn't read.
Oh, poor Buttons.
She couldn't read flat images.
I don't think she made it. That
no, no, I don't. I don't think so either.
But you were also in "Take Half My Heart" because you broke it.
Yeah. But see, you know. THCYB was like, you know, like one of those. It was one of those bands that when you start, you look at it and you go, "This isn't the Malt and Barley Boys," the band I was in prior.
No,
to
it's definitely not.
You know what I'm talking
band.
About? And this is
the 180.
No. And this isn't Peppermint Brontosaurus, which was the noisecore band that I was in afterwards. Mm-hmm. This is its own thing. You know what I mean? And when you're starting something that is definitely Joan Baez influenced,
right?
Like we were doing. You know what I mean? Like 12 strings.
Sitar?
Well, the sitar, we were the first person to tune a sitar to drop E.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, you hear the silence in the room?
Yeah.
One of the first, maybe.
Yeah, no, I just hate it when you make ridiculous claims, because let's face it, we all know that Henry...
I'm sorry, go ahead. You've got your tech guy here. No. Ben, could you pull up another band that tuned
Rusty
a sitar to a drop
Rusty and the Screwdrivers did it in 93.
Yeah, Henry and the Fishmongers were doing it back in the Power Yellow phase.
Okay, listen, but the problem is that you can't talk about bands that were on Power Fuzz Records.
Oh, you're right.
Because remember that Power Fuzz totally blew their style out of the water. They copied it, you know what I mean?
The Power Fuzz scene. Well, yeah, and then over in Japan.
Yeah.
The J-Fuzz. All that stuff they're doing with the hot J-Fuzz. Screaming coital wounds and festering hate bride.
My favorite Japanese band was definitely ABCDEFG. They were fucking good.
They were. Yeah. That was agoraphobic bondage cryptic death. The Emphemeal founders. I wanted to acronym that. Oh God, it didn't work though because that was already a band. You know, you couldn't possibly call your band that.
No,
because everybody knows the originals.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you guys do on this show?
We're doing it.
That's right here.
Nailing it.
You're pretty much. We just test our listeners' patience.
That's all we do. Our goal is to make our listeners count down. We want to hit a zero.
Yeah.
We dare them to hold on and hang in there for the whole 45.
Well, our podcast
45
is,
minutes.
We invented a weird format where you don't have to pay to start listening. You do have to pay to have it stop.
To unsubscribe.
Because it'll just keep going over and over and over. You have to turn the computer off. The iPod's been poisoned.
To unsubscribe, you have to click unsubscribe, and then it says, "Are you sure?" And then you say yes, and it's like, "Really? Yes. Are you sure?"
And that continues.
It's infuriating. You can't unsubscribe.
Are you sure you're sure you're sure?
Why don't you listen to this episode instead?
Yeah. $12.99 to stop it.
Where the fine gents talk about pumpkin seeds. Oh, 40 minutes.
It should escalate. The price should get higher the closer to the end that you get, though. I think that's the way to do it. Add more money. You know, you start, you want to stop it right off. You don't add a lot of the content. $1.99, you can get right
off. It's like a cab fare.
Yeah. This is a fucking journey you're taking these people on.
I agree with everything you're saying, but it doesn't start that low.
It does.
One episode, it's $12.
Yeah. We gotta split it four ways. You know, Bobby needs his milk, Chris needs his cigs.
Right.
Nate needs his.
And after you buy your cigarettes, you've got enough to pay rent in this place that we're in right now. Because I mean, what are you like at a dollar? What's the rent? What's the rent of this place?
What do you live?
What's the rent of this place?
You live in the governor's mansion?
No, I live in a real nice shithole, like a nicer shithole than this shithole is.
It's just baby.
But you live with a woman, it's just five dudes here.
Which equals one woman. Five dudes on an international scale actually equals one woman.
It's in the Bible.
It is. That's the exchange
rate.
Maybe
in metric.
If you have sex with 5 men at one time, it counts as one woman.
Yeah.
That's you didn't know that, Bobby?
No. That sounds European to me.
What about if you have sex with 3 guys at once?
That's still gay.
Gay.
What if 2 of them are wearing a hat?
Well, what kind of hat? Is it one of those?
It's a tri-corner operation.
One of them should be worn like by a pilgrim. People, that makes sense. It's a 2-person hat missing someone. So it's like there's 4 people there.
Okay.
Colonial caps cut the gay in half.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
That a colonial hat cuts it.
You know what, guys? I think that we're post-description at this point. We gotta quit hating so much on gay or straight. We just gotta get our friction on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
If you're out there, listeners, and you don't know where to put it, just fucking just put it.
Yeah.
Shot, put it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Is that where you're at?
Yeah. I'm not at that. I'm just saying that if you're out there and you're like, oh, I can't find anyone to date me, lower your standards.
Yeah.
Bone a dude.
Well, I'm totally with you. And if you don't know...
That's not terrible. Not that lowering your standards is like, all right, I'm gonna bone a dude. Or bone an ugly girl. Ladies, if you're out there and you're like, oh, I can't.
That's the other exchange rate.
Right.
Really ugly girl equals really hot guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you screw a really hot guy, it's actually just like you had sex with a really ugly girl. It's the same exchange rate.
Or if you bone a really ugly girl.
Sex with 3 really hot guys.
Okay. It's gay. That's gay, though. I mean, it's hot. It's still hot. Yeah, like nothing wrong with that. I like what you're doing. And if you don't know the right hole, it's whatever hurts.
Uh-huh.
That's always been a good standard rule. Both. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been known to jam a key or two into my urethra. You know what I mean? I'll pound stuff into your mind.
You know those wasabi peas? Those hot wasabi peas?
Oh,
I pop them right up there.
Yeah, yeah.
My dick looks like a Pez dispenser.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You haven't seen him do that? You haven't seen him do that?
I haven't watched it.
Guys, habanero corn nuts is definitely the way to go. Next
nice
level.
Call.
That's yeah. it. Problem is the shape. You know,
no, that's
shape.
What helps.
I don't like
pointy
it.
At the
no,
beginning.
See, the pointy at the beginning lobster traps me. You know what I mean? Because it goes in, but I can't. You know what I mean?
They'll hang on.
Yeah,
you
it comes
leave them up
in.
There
you know what I mean?
Dissolve.
So I get bound, and but here's the thing: my urethra and my lower rectum has right now a combined payload anywhere between a pound or a pound and a half.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. At any given time,
it's like a bag of circus peanuts.
Right. Right. Like right now, I'm carrying my bike lock. Okay.
Is it a U-lock?
No, well, I can't get a U-lock in there.
Sure.
I've straightened one, okay? But it's really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Fecal cover to bend the fucker back into shape.
Sure.
What I like is the pound of full service chain.
The chain.
There, you know what I mean? Right. And then I'll get that tiny key.
And then
the
master lock where? In the front?
No, I let that dangle.
Okay,
that's yeah, I just,
like a power move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Like an anchor on a boat.
Sure.
That's how it sits on me.
Land hook!
You know what I mean? Drop it down. You know, on the side. Hey! Everybody. And then I bend wide out, right on the sidewalk. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Link, 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 link.
Everyone likes the sausage. No one wants to see how it's
made. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Anyway, I got to carry a bike lock around with me? Yeah. I'm fucking weird.
We went and saw, me and Ben went and saw the Tar Heels the other day, and I gave him my pipe to hold because they were going to take it at the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big pipe. It's triple blown.
Yeah.
You fucking put it right in there. It looked like his dick had another dick inside of it.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you can't bring a pipe in when you're seeing the Tar Heels because Michael Bosworth's been clean for 30 or 40 years.
That's what
now.
He says. But remember
yeah,
after the show?
Yeah, I do.
When
well,
Boz came up and he's like, hey, you guys got any fairy fingers?
Yeah, yeah.
We were like,
how do you think Buttons got those buttons put on? Okay, you don't do fairy fingers around Michael Bosworth,
no.
Okay? Unless you're wearing a flame retardant suit. And old Buttons wasn't.
No.
I tell you what, she caught. So much of it. What was it? It was Flint.
Right.
That's what it
was.
She was
wearing a styrofoam dress.
Yeah.
So all the Flint that she had in her teeth.
Oh, God. Oh, all Flint tooth buttons.
Oh, boy. She's had it hard. She hasn't had it.
You can't. Flint tooth buttons. That was her. That was her full name. Was her given name.
She changed it to that.
Yeah.
After she went and saw the shaman down in Peru. And he told her, look, you can't keep working at the home.
And the shaman was not one guy. It's not like a medicine doctor or like a spiritual healer. The shaman, the band, the Peruvian speed metal band. That was
they invented crustcore.
Yeah. And well, those were the guys that started it all.
Empanada, yada yada.
Empanada, pinata.
Yeah. Ceviche, hey. Well, that was more when they were doing like that street power pop stuff. You know what I mean?
But right, they were a bunch of different names to keep people guessing.
Right.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Bludgeon tamales.
Yeah. Sweet bludgeon tamales.
They were in that glam mutton scene for a while.
A glam mutton was probably my least favorite thing that came out of all of that.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Because you weren't listening to the right stuff.
No, you can't. What do you mean I can't listen to the right stuff?
Were you reading The Sheep Herder?
No, I was not. Because I refused to listen to that because their association with the Aryan Vanguard.
Well,
didn't you know that?
I did, and that's what got me into him. I found him on the inside.
Really?
I was screwed up for
you know,
that I did.
It's Saturday. You're perusing white power websites.
Uh-huh.
What is the soundtrack to this? You know,
I was earning teardrops, and then I got into that
B&E.
Yeah, break.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't a great part of my life, but yeah, I got into a screwdriver, I got into two livers,
yeah, foreskins. You got into all of that, and I remember
foreskins.
That was they were good. They were two step hate violence.
I remember when they started Stick Shift's Nail and the Throttle Bunny. Now they were probably one of the stupidest. They were probably one of the best at that time. You know what I mean? because
they invented Cabbage Patch Pop.
Yeah, and well, you can't say
anyone invented Cabbage Patch Pop because all that shit that came out of Holland.
It was an evolution. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because first you had Garbage Pail Pop, then you came out, then Cabbage Pail.
Thwomp. They were pretty big. All right. They invented that whole
onomatopoeia. Remember their first album.
Gristle.
Yeah, Gristle, and then Thwomp the Lard.
Right. And this is the third one, Let It Thwomp. That was my favorite album.
Then Thwompenstein, dude.
Thwomp, the Thwomp and Sweat, Let It Thwomp, Thwomp the Lard. Those were
sweat
all.
And Thwomp.
Thwomp people.
Do you remember when they started? They did Thwomp and Circumstance, which was probably up there as one of the. And that's where I turned off. You know, that's where I tuned out. You know, because he got preachy, he started proselytizing.
That's right, when he got sober.
Yeah, and you know, when you get these guys,
he got off of all the beet juice, poisoned his brain. Now Ben, you has a lot of young men.
Mm-hmm.
You have tattoos, and that we wanted to know if we could ask you some questions.
Oh please, I love talking about my tattoos.
Yeah, you're real proud of them.
Oh yeah, no, I love.
Black tea, like a surly little Louis C.K.
Okay, let me explain something. The only reason I wear a black T-shirt is to be exactly like Louis C.K. I want to put that out there and not let anybody mistake it anymore, because there's like, does he do it to be like Louis C.K.?
No, some people are like, is that Louis?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Was some of your bits about raising?
No. I want you all to know out there that that's why I only wear a black T-shirt. I wear a black T-shirt because you watch Pit Stains, somebody with Pit Stains on stage, that's the only thing you watch. So that's the only reason I do it. I think that's probably the only reason
he does. I wear a couple layers.
He wears.
Yeah, you always have a T-shirt.
I will soak through whatever.
But that won't show it.
That won't show. But even if I had black, I'll get that weird, like, kind of like.
No, no, no. I'm not talking what you're wearing right now. This cellophane shirt that you have on. That's this like sleeveless number that's got. How is this tied on? Because it looks like it's connected.
You know how Buttons had her operation?
Yeah, yeah, but it's from the top to the... Okay. Yeah.
This is next generation. It's got magnets in it, though. Mm-hmm.
But this... So this... What's this... The pants, though, are the thing that I don't get. I don't even get how they're held on.
They're kind of post-pants. They're reimagining.
They're an idea. Okay.
They're more of an idea.
Stay true to some of the basic ground principles of pants.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, but they're not. You couldn't. They're not your grandparents' pants.
I got you that. Yeah, because they look like overalls, but not overalls at all.
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean?
Not at all.
And you look good. You look good.
Well, that's because they're girth constraining.
I like that. And I didn't realize you had your nipples gauged so big.
Oh
like,
man, that's a funny story.
Okay.
Because again, the magnets got involved.
Okay.
So one day I was drinking a lot of absinthe with my underage Cambodian son.
Mm-hmm. Quechua.
Well, we used to call him that. Yeah, now it's just Tum Tum, because Tum Tum will eat anything. And I got my gauges confused with his magnets.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm blown open like a Vietnamese prostitute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're huge. I mean, they're just big nipples. You don't see nipples like that a lot anymore. At least not in this country.
Because I feel self-aware.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that you're not wearing a shirt that would cover them if you're.
Well, I mean, he is covered. It's just like the shirt is see-through. It's like a saran wrap type material.
I understand that, but I'm saying. Looks you like understand a, what I'm saying.
It's from the Rochester. Some way to Rochester Big and Tall Couture
those are,
line.
Those are big gauges. What's the biggest thing you've ever fit in one of those nip gauges?
Oh, a pineapple.
I've heard stories of double stuffed Oreos.
Oh, you've heard. Everyone's heard stories.
Yeah.
How else are you gonna fall asleep? But yeah.
I mean, nothing will make a baby sleep like stories of double stuffed Oreos.
Yeah.
Going through nipples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your nipples, though. I mean, and they're just beautiful.
Thank you.
Very, very majestic.
Well, Town and Country named them America's Best.
Did they really?
What year?
What?
What year?
That's neither here nor
there. The magazine or Chrysler?
The car.
Yeah, the car. Chrysler named Town and Country.
After my
and your. Yeah. this because is I call left town one town and end. Country, yeah.
And then the and in the middle, of course. Yeah. And country is the third one.
Totally, totally.
And, yeah, they can read north or south. Mm-hmm. Like Lost in the Woods. Can always find home.
Yeah.
Well, that comes standard with those nips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good thing, you know. I mean, moss will rarely grow on anything but the north side. So if you're lost,
fingers crossed.
You know what I mean? Unless the poles change, as they're talking about.
They're doing.
It. Yeah. Right now, it's the whole thing.
Due to global warming.
Yeah.
You can. It's nice because you can use town. It doubles as a coat rack. I've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I get hired out for a lot of private events because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you see coat rack. All right. You know what I mean. But
yeah.
I see jewelry display.
Sure, I mean, and I see... I just see that's the most common thing. Sure, you could use it for anything that you'd like to hang, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be the best as a little flag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But what's the flag you hang? You know what I mean?
Typically New Zealand.
Well, see, I'd go colonial U.S. Because I only recognize 16 of the states right now.
Right now?
Yeah, but that could change.
Do you mean that by, like, choice or just because of your actual knowledge? Like, you don't know...
You can't pick them out of a lineup.
No, exactly. So I go by not choice, shape.
Sure.
And so I'm pretty fuzzy on anything square. Okay.
You're not good at the square ones.
No.
He's from Maine.
Who is terrible at that.
They don't even want to be a part of this country.
Yeah.
Maine's an easy one. It looks like a fist.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to secede.
Yeah. But the corners, I'm fine with. I know in the corner you have Maine, obviously, mm-hmm. where I'm from. Then the one with the little dinghy on it, like the the panhandle one, that's Alabama. And then you move over to the other side. Uh-huh. And then the one on the far left in the lower corner.
Yeah.
Because you know that the West Coast is separated into several states.
Yeah. Yes.
So
there's at least four.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then then it's Pierre, Frankfurt, and then Abilene.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of that, but that's just, I mean...
Mexico is in there somewhere.
But it's New Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. Mexico's not a place anymore.
Stupid.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Did you forget about the Alamo?
No, say.
Why'd you get that tattoo?
Do you still have that Hecho in Mexico tattoo you got years ago?
Well, I actually got it turned into a Wolverine.
Oh, did you?
Happened, yeah.
How does Marisol feel about that? Yeah, guarantee you she's not happy.
She's not happy.
Okay. No, she's not happy.
I'm having me cortisone.
Tell that to the blisters on her hand, huh? Yeah. Tell her that crack.
She's out there wrapping up the tamales.
Yeah, real sensitive, okay?
Oh, Bobby, I will make you a baby.
Yeah.
And she makes a little baby out of masa, and then someone comes by and fucking smashes it under their boot heel.
Yeah, I mean, and look at this. Who's this guy?
Hey,
huh? Old Blue Eyes coming in the door.
Friend of the show, Crest Cornucopia.
Crest Cornucopia.
Hey, guys. Hey.
How you doing? Why don't you come in? Gather around the old bings. We're talking about the good old days of Power Pop. We're talking about Sam, old T-Bone Talent, raw nipples. You want to get in here?
That's Andy, what this episode needs is a
Andy
little,
Jewett,
little bit more.
Everybody.
I was being silent until I figured out if I was Cress or not.
Jujube. No.
I'm here. Yeah, everybody.
Andy
we're Jewett, doing it.
Jujube juice.
I don't know if you saw the message boards. No one wants Cress to be back.
Pretty negative feedback on old Cress.
People said that we Cress the hill.
Yeah, well, not everyone's into human slavery choices as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think there's a season for everything, but Sam nor anyone else agrees. Upsetting.
Welcome.
No.
Are you ill?
Carry on as if I didn't just barge in. Please.
Ben's been humming tape.
What are you doing? Why are you dressed like that?
I just came from work.
Why are you wearing that lederhosen?
Yeah.
Well, I've been, God. I've been just kind of moonlighting, doing some pretzel and sausage work down at the Hofbrauhaus.
Oh,
and
your P&S is far enough.
Yeah, and I've
you didn't know it's acronym day in here. So the quickest you can acronym long names. That's really what everybody's
doing.
PNS
and the
HH. Yeah.
Yeah, the HH.
That's our SOP. Center.
What's German HH?
CJ.
I have no idea.
Sounds like back when you were having that manic episode. you were talking a lot of fucking acronyms.
Gary Busey style. Gary Busey
Where are you really? Here,
don't compare. False evidence appearing real.
Yeah, yeah. If I ever sounded like Gary Busey, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Let's not have that happen again.
That's a pretty sexy voice, actually. Kind of starting to look like him. Welcome back.
You got a little bit of a GBG, and what I'm talking about is a Gary Busey grin.
Yeah,
you do.
You got that toothy, it's real authentic crazy. Look.
Yeah.
Snarl.
Yeah. You got a little bit of RBG, though, a little Roseanne Barr guilt, though. I can see it emanating off you. You know what I mean?
I got a Roseanne Barr gun going on with RBG. Huh? I got to knock off the sweets.
G-O-N.
Putting on my winter
coat. Good one, Nate.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, this has been, we've been thinking about you collectively.
Yeah. we all wrote names on this paper.
He manifested me.
That's what I was just going to say. Were you on your way home and then your car was just like, nuh-uh.
Well, I can't go home. I figured there are certain times where things just black out, either by emotional kind of blockade or by physical things that you do, and you're just like, oh, I forgot what happened, and here I am. Mm-hmm. So it was a similar situation. I was just driving, and then boom, it kind of like, I was here, but I wasn't really here.
Bang, you're in a rickshaw.
And then, oh shit, not only are we going to hang out, apparently there's a show going on. That's nice.
Yeah.
Ben Roy, everybody.
It is now $24.99 to stop this program.
That's a great model.
Humor.
Charging people as it goes on to shut the show down.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. That's to make it stop. Yeah, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's our business plan.
Yeah. And it's
working.
Oh.
Working.
Oh yeah. Look at your surroundings. See? Yeah, I think it's bringing the cats in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not looking at any be all the anchovies in the mouth.
Why are you guys stockpiling so many anchovies?
Because of the race war.
Do you think that that's going to help in
they
the race?
They keep longest.
Yeah, it's eminent.
The race or the
anchovies?
The anchovies.
Some all races keep
long. Even when they're bad,
it's
they're
the only
still
thing
pretty
that's
good.
On pizza when there's no cheese left.
I like it. I like this.
We're planning.
We get the Italians, too.
Yeah.
Italians on our team, except for the real swarthy ones.
Yeah, well, the Italians.
Mediterraneans.
Every team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam's got one of those asps, too.
You know what I had?
Those anchovy
that was
salt
like
palettes.
One of my first. Did you guys have racist joke books when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember those? Like,
did I?
You didn't have any racist joke books? Only me? I have a stockpile of old Polack and Italian jokes. Like, did I memorize?
Oh, for sure.
Just in case?
No, but in between fits of furious masturbation, I would read, like, these. I have a bunch of them. Check these old
gems
out. Listen to these zingers. I don't even know what a Polack is. But,
You still don't?
My dad.
That's a good start to being really racist.
Here we go. Why do Polack women only have... What do hockey players and Polack women have in common?
What?
They both change their pads after 3 periods. Oh. Who is that? Wang!
Do you have anything where the punchline is an Asian man popping out and yelling, supplies? I really like those. Those are good ones.
Supplies! I do have this one. Why aren't Italians, because it was always said Italians.
It's Italian.
Yeah. Why aren't Italians allowed to swim in open water? Because they keep leaving rings. Is he out? Is he the... Piazza!
Oh, arrivederci!
Abbondanza! I got a ton of them.
I'm trying to
just get a ton of Polish. No, that's a spicy meatball! Yeah, I got a lot of them.
Oh, that's a spicy satire!
Yeah, got a lot of them. My dad had stacks of like like racist joke books.
There were actual published dirty joke books.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
that were like
that were
thick
just
ones,
racist. Yeah, like that was like a thing for a while. Like
it would just say like Polak jokes or like Guatemalan jokes too.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And they would, but Guatemalans really.
They got it pretty hard in the '70s.
Hey, artisan.
You remember what would Guatemalan jokes would be awesome? Like knock knock.
Who's there?
United Fruit. We're gonna fuck your faces. That's it. Chiquita bananas. We're gonna rape your country.
How many Guatemalans to take a screw in a light bulb?
How many?
One to screw in the light bulb and four to hang the mosquito net to keep them all from getting malaria.
Oh, that! How many Polacks does it take to change a light bulb?
What's a light bulb?
I don't even know what a Polack is.
I know how many it takes.
Are we talking about the fish?
No!
The painter? Jackson Pollock?
Pollock's like a fake crack.
No, the artist. Yeah. Jackson Pollock.
Yeah. Same on paper.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jackson Pollock, he was a lot like Jackson Pollock. Rather than paintbrushes, he used dill pickles.
He did.
Dill splats.
There's a lot of gherkin and various cured meats to...
really trying to come up with an awesome like 8-letter acronym for Polak right now.
You can.
It's tough.
Let's go around.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's go around. We'll each say one word of it. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. P. Polak. Okay. Polak. Oh, wait, that's a Polak joke.
Yeah. There it is. These fucking stupid Polaks.
How about princes?
Ooh. Oh. Prince. That like the
and
two
then you
princes.
Go to O. So
oh yeah,
the
yeah.
Next
yeah.
One is like
offer.
Princes.
Offer.
Oh, here we go.
Offer.
Luscious.
My K.
Then no.
P-O-L-L.
What are you spelling? Polk? Polka, Polak, same thing. You go ahead. You take K. We'll change this to Polka. You were prepared for K.
I wasn't prepared for anything. You're L. I got it. Lumberjack.
Lumberjack. So what is it?
Prince's offer.
Luscious.
Lumberjacks.
Ovulations.
Concurrently.
And then we'll finish it off with
Kickstarter.
Hey, it's an event.
Yeah, there it is. Topical. Guys, we're turning down a topical. While we're at it, if you could go ahead and join my Kickstarter account. I'm actually
Kickstarter.
Hey, you have a new Kickstarter thing you're bringing up.
You can't do that?
No.
Oh man.
What are you've got a new Kickstarter thing you're doing
now.
What are you doing?
Well, I plan on buying a new home
coming for to carry me home.
I'm sorry, this is a big deal for me. And
okay,
really,
guys.
I'm sorry.
Guys, shut the fuck up.
I'm building a home in Louisiana to house my various jet skis.
Okay.
And tubes.
Now
tubes,
when
like tubes,
like inner tubes.
Oh, like
tubes, various various tubular objects.
That would probably be funnier and more fun to continue on with jokes and stuff. But this is a serious matter.
Okay, so the house in Louisiana.
I'm building a house in Louisiana to house my various jet skis and inner tubes.
Now how much are you asking
with a
for?
Kitchen? Couldn't you do that with some sort of shanty?
There's no. I'm not asking. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's just going to be a place to house these $7 million.
Okay, $7 million.
$7 million.
What's the amount of time you have to raise that?
I have 2 weeks.
Okay, and what are you at right now?
I haven't started. Okay. This is the debut right now.
Oh, okay.
So it should be. I don't think that's going to be that big of a deal. And remember, this is not going to be a decked out place.
We wrote a song about
it's super
too.
Simple.
What's
it's,
it called?
It's four walls and a roof. I have, the problem is I have 10,000 jet skis.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's a big fucking place.
It's more like a warehouse, really.
Yeah. It's half of Louisiana.
You're a personal watercraft horse. A PWCH.
Basically.
You want
to
sing?
I don't like singing.
What's the song?
It's called.
I find it embarrassing.
It's called Jet Ski Swamp House.
Yep. Should I? You did this. I'll start it because
okay,
I know how
yeah.
it goes.
Okay,
you ready?
I don't like singing.
You ready?
It's supposed to make you think of the sounds of the swamp.
Yeah,
it's
but
to do
I mean,
without a synthesizer.
But it's the bayou. That's clearly what it is.
Is that a marsh?
Yeah.
Is that a bootlegger?
Yeah.
That's
what it is. It's bog thump. And that's what we were doing before. Bang it.
That itchy bog thump.
Yeah, that itchy bog thump
coming
was
out of mushroom
huge.
Souls.
That was home of Louisiana was the home of mushroom bog thump.
Well, you're thinking of Boma.
No, Boma's not. Boma's the center. What's that?
Oh, that was where
Did you just give me the cutoff sing? Did you?
No.
Just stop yourself.
I don't think
check your ego at the door.
You don't want to stop these two from talking bog thump.
Okay, remember. Wait a second. I want
you
all. Don't you fucking point your tiny chubby finger at my. Remember who's in this room. Ben fucking Roy is.
There it is.
Yeah. Hold on a second, guys. Hold on. This can't be the first. Tight pant fart that's been on.
Light it.
Here, wait, hold on.
No,
yeah.
I'm not lighting my asshole. I did that.
Light it.
Have you ever lit your asshole?
Yeah.
It's fucking right backdrafts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Christian Bale's waiting on the other side of that
inside.
Doorway.
It'll go in?
Huh?
That's what you're supposed
yeah,
to happen.
Sucked up.
Yeah.
The whole.
That's why you do it.
That's why you
what do you do?
That's why there. I fireproof.
No,
so
I won't do it unless anybody's got some Carmex to put around there.
I think that we should talk about our favorite... We should go around the circle and talk about our favorite tattoo that Ben has.
Shut the...
I
want to
know.
Do it. All right. Hold on, though. Let me get shirtless.
No.
I want to know how many miles of barbed wire cover that body?
Yeah.
Well, right now?
Which one of the
right now?
Is your favorite?
I like... How many koi fish are there again?
There's... Right now. But you're asking individually or the ones that are human centipeded? Because this one I think of is more... This one is the koi chain.
The one near the Maori power symbol?
This isn't a Maori. This is a logic lock, and this is actually from Maori.
Okay.
But this is before the Goku Luck took over the Maori tribe.
My favorite tattoo you have is the hymn symbol on your back.
You mean my tramp stamp?
No, your heartogram.
Yeah,
my
heartogram. Well, here's the thing. I was a BAM fan for a long time.
I know.
And I knew that he was, oh, God. I love crap. That's, and the thing is, I don't care what sound comes out of you, as long as it's androgynous.
You're right. Yeah,
and
uh-huh.
I've said that for years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been my catchphrase.
Yeah.
Give me ambiguity or give me freedom. You know,
don't give me one or the other. Though.
Yeah, I can't have both.
Uh-uh.
No, and it's impossible.
I actually
got this hymn symbol for my mother.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
like
what was
tattoo.
Her name?
What was my mother's name? My mother's real name. Beulah. Honestly, if I said her real name, it's funny enough. My mother's name is Beulah.
Beulah.
All old right. B. Roy. Old, yeah. That they just called her B, though. She didn't want to be. Buell didn't want to
she
be.
She didn't want to be called that for
Beulah,
some
yeah. No, my mother did
that's
not.
Weird.
Why? Because
like
it sounds like
body.
A. It sounds like an audio animatronic bear is what it sounds
She goes by B, though.
What is it?
She goes by B.
Yeah, she goes by B.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
I would
she
go
ever
by
been to
Beulah.
The Cherry Hut in Beulah, Michigan?
No, oh, yeah, I'm sure, just because it's her name. Yeah, she got in the car one day,
okay,
left
check.
Us kids for 3 weeks. She's like, this town.
That's when you got the hymn tattoo.
Yeah,
your brother gave
Beulah.
It to you.
Oh, yeah, Beulah. Captain Morgan and Beulah did this. Captain Morgan's one of the biggest tattoo artists out there, and he did the hymn symbol same time. As he did, what's the wolf?
Yeah,
and you can see that this extends all the way back
mm-hmm.
to a wizard holding a scepter, that is piercing through the dark side of the moon logo.
Near the Pisces.
The funny thing is, I'm not a Pisces.
I know.
I just do it as a conversation starter, because if I didn't have it, nobody would ask what sign I was. No, you know what I mean?
You got it on your knuckles.
It says Pisces, but there's not enough letters, so it kind of stops. That's why I just did the asterisks and the number symbol there, the pound sign, you know, just to kind of fill it in, because I'm crazy. You know what I mean? Just kind of edgy.
I'm kind of curious why you chose to, for the wolf tattoo there on the side, why you had the wolf blend into the wizard.
Oh.
Like one thing. What? Half wizard, half wolf.
I'm sorry. You've never heard of a wolfard?
No.
Not mystical time.
A
wolfzard?
No, I haven't.
Sam.
Dude. We were in that band together, stupid.
Wolfzard?
Yeah. Are you remember?
Are you guys seeing a pattern? Your cost is now $38.99 to get out of the show.
I really like the check your ego at the door.
Look. What is it?
I don't want to be the one to spoil up old times talking about the bands that we've been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's high time we get to our segment, which is, hey, Nate. What's your deal?
Oh, you guys don't want to keep talking about bands and wolfzards some more?
No, all right. All right. Somebody sad and bitter.
Yeah, good. Take off that beanie.
Huh?
I don't know what your deal
that's
is.
That's a sad beanie.
That's a sad
beanie.
You're going
to hard to smile.
Oh, uh-oh.
What's in there? Browns?
Oh, look at cookies. Look at me. I'm a fan of the Zac Brown Band. Yeah. All right, now let's...
I've gotten that from people. Drunk girls because
you look exactly like... But you're dreamy. That was him. You know what I mean?
They thought I was him.
Hey.
Yeah.
More of a fuck toy.
Hey, Nate, what's your deal?
Shit. Well, I had a dream last night that my dad and an old superintendent I worked with, and a couple other people, we had to load polar bears onto a truck, and we did it like with our own bare hands, like 10 polar bears in a container. We just 1, 2, 3, hup. We loaded them onto a truck. They were going to carry a sleigh, like Santa's sleigh, polar bears. What does that mean? Am I losing it?
It means
Christmas is coming.
Means Dr. Kev's getting in your head.
Too much Dr. Kev.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man, you watched my DVD?
You did a real good job loading that fucking truck up, man.
Hey, man.
Terrific audience.
Dude, I love these.
Why do you put a lisp on him? All of a sudden, it's Dr. Kevin and Sarah Vowell, all one person.
You did a good job. I'm gonna pay you in DVDs, man.
Yeah. Man, you know what? I'll tell you what. You've been a real terrific audience. You guys have been.
You're bad at it.
It's a horse cum. Well, it's a horse cum.
I just want to talk.
Hey, Youngblood.
you made it, but you.
You
put him in a Lorenz Tate movie.
Losers.
He calls you Youngblood?
Yeah.
Sure.
He calls you.
Why isn't he Youngblood me?
Because you're not.
You're old man Roy.
Hey, Youngblood.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Youngblood.
People call you straight Chuck.
You can't.
I will break your fucking leg.
You're not as old as Andy.
What?
Not you.
Why can't you physically assault anybody?
Because the viewers can't see it.
Ah, oh, it's
the theater of the mind.
This is the fine
theater of the mind.
This is the fine gentleman's.
Was it theater?
Okay.
Wasn't that a Rush album?
Yeah.
Theater of the mind.
Was it?
No.
TOTM.
It feels like it's pretty close.
Sucking.
I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Solid. Yeah.
So that's your deal. So you had a dream.
Yeah, I had a dream last night.
Right.
Are you being haunted by it? Is it bothering you?
Sometimes I try to figure it out. Because there's, you know, dreams are supposed to mean stuff, and this one,
Yeah.
You know what I do whenever I get bummed out by a dream? Listen to the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh, God, I used to love Marshall Tucker.
I do. I like to get in the shower and listen to Marshall Tucker. It cheers me up.
I don't know that band.
MPB. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll burn you a tape.
Set a cassette tape on fire.
And then you can't play it either. And then, I'll burn it onto something that you can't play as well.
Yeah. Burn an 8-track.
You know what? I'll just put it on a VHS.
Put it on a laser disc.
I've still got my TV has a VCR built in, so Burn it up.
Because he's living the eighth grade dream.
It's in my room. Yeah. My mom said I can have it in my room.
Just a copy of Rumble in the Bronx and Assault on Precinct 13. That's all the only albums.
Albums,
movies, Nathan Lunn owns.
I have the soundtrack to both of those.
Do you have cats in here? I mean, it smells like cats in here.
Dude, it smells like a couple
of cats. It sounded like you said, I'm Google cats.
Do you have cats?
I really wish the people that are listening could have seen what just happened while you were asking that and while you're doing this right now. What's wrong with you?
Digging in there, you know what I mean?
Digging in that librarian.
Getting ready.
For what?
Checking for Dewey.
It's cold in here, and the best feeling in the world, I'm not joking, is taking a nice cold hand and cramming it in the space between, like right in here.
Yeah, I got it.
And you get a nice little blast. Nice little blast on the old touch hole. You know what I mean?
The old bop it you got there.
Yeah, the old bop it. You know what I'm talking about. The old get in there. Get the old cucket cave frozen over, huh? Oh. Salt the rim if you have to. I like to, you know what I mean? Jewett, what are you doing? Get your hand down in there. You are you put on that fucking clown outfit.
We know each other well.
And you act like you're better than us when you come into the apartment.
You know, what people need to realize is this we're sitting next to a man
apartment.
That's doing a lot of
Is this an apartment?
A lot of CrossFit right now.
You guys are home.
It's a freestanding home.
Nobody would neglect a freestanding structure to this level. You're not I thought there'd be a city ordinance against that or something.
Yeah, where do you live in? An ivory tower?
I do, yes. An ivory tower, but not bone soap. Like an ivory tower, ivory soap. We did it. What?
Chicken crawl.
No, I live in a very small apartment that is.
Do you know what an apartment is?
What? Look at that door.
With numbers on them.
This is not a house. This is not a place for a family to live. No family should ever live here.
A family doesn't live here.
The Lost Boys.
Oh,
too.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were family.
Lord of the Flies.
I apologize. I
you
thought you guys were close.
With your fancy, fancy words.
FGC
you
house.
You see what we did?
Yeah.
You see what I did? I created a logic onk.
You saw the logic. You subverted our power structure.
I connected it back up at the top, and I made you guys all realize at the end of this that Chris Charpentier doesn't view you guys as family.
Good thing to close on. Got any plugs, Ben?
Any plugs? I'll be on this podcast. When does this go up?
March.
It goes up. No, when does this go up?
It's going to be
a couple weeks.
Okay, so I'm plugging right now, and 2 weeks from now, I'll be on this podcast. So make sure you take it. What? That's a real plug.
It doesn't make any sense.
No,
yeah, it does.
Okay,
2 weeks, when they're listening, I'll be on this podcast.
All right.
So fucking meta, you guys don't even know.
Yeah, easy, Jim Hickox.
All right.
What did they
make yourself at home?
You should have done that 43 minutes ago.
Just kidding. No, I'll be heading to, I'll be headlining the Comedy Works November 1st.
Because that's in?
Downtown.
Denver.
But I don't, in Denver. Comedy Works downtown Denver.
So that is already passed.
Well, and you guys missed a terrific show. Anybody listening, you missed.
You're not going to plug any of your CrossFit workouts?
Yeah. Oh, plug. I'm sorry. I didn't realize we were doing that. I've been doing CrossFit. by the time you hear this, I'll be at 15% body fat, which I'm pretty. The Grolix, which will be the end of November. And so come check the last Friday in November, and then that's about it right now.
You're going to be doing a show somewhere in New York. I can't remember.
Yeah, November 9th, but this may not come out before then. I'll be at the New York Comedy Festival doing a show called Hobo Apocalypse, an evening with Ben Roy. So if you guys get a chance...
Did you name the show, or did the Internet 1996 name the show? What happened?
I named the show Sit in Your Own Shit, and they wouldn't let me call it Sit in Your Own Shit. So my manager made me change it to Hobo Apocalypse.
Oh,
that's what your manager came up with.
No, I mean just the bit that I have about the hobos.
So you're not run by your management.
So
right.
So
yeah.
Can you tell it?
I'll have to check with them about that.
What is the date again?
November 9th. So if all of you can make sure that you stockpile your methadone,
we're flying
or whatever
out.
Your fans mm-hmm. are into, and can, you know, maybe Greyhound has a deal if you could get out to see it. No, I November 9th.
They'll probably be at our show on the 7th.
Yeah, they will.
You have to work out your bits.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, November 7th. Because I have to work out my bits.
Yeah. He'll be doing part of Hobo Apocalypse at our show. if his management says it's okay.
We'll call it Sit in Your Own Shit.
Yeah.
Sit in Your Own Shit is the name of it.
We wanted to call our show Sharpie's Baby Penis. But we couldn't.
You were talking about how you don't have a baby penis, though. You were wicked excited that you fit into a Magnum.
That's why we can't call it that.
Right. But you didn't realize that everybody fits
Everyone
into
fits in a Magnum.
Magnums.
It's true.
Yeah, it's
everybody
true.
Everybody fits into it, sure. Not everybody fills it.
Ding! What's the bell for?
Yeah.
You getting ready to suck my Magnum-sized penis.
Is that it? You have to push a bell to do that?
Magnum for girls? Or
do you press... Shouldn't I press the bell? Yeah. Anyway, this has been a lot of fun, you guys. And
has
I think
it?
For
I,
who?
Has, for
Chris hated it.
Bobby.
Nate's lost his mind.
Yeah.
It was super fun for me. I didn't even know what was going on. It just came in and ruined everything. Sorry, guys.
I'm sitting in my own shit.
Yeah. Sitting in Wrap it up.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy your burrito.
Some assembly lines, fake classes rising out of the bomb holes. Skeleton boys hyped up in purple. Smoke rings blow from across the disco. Banknotes burn like broken equipment. Looking for shelter, readjust your position. Thought control, those written confessions. Two dimensions, dumb your head down. Duck, don't look now. Company missiles, power is raunchy. Rent a cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche wasted, hate taste tested.
Hell yes.
Not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes.
Now calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back the track. Collapsing the laugh tracks, noise response, applause and hand claps. Floodgates open to the sound of the rainbow. Breaking points on the verge of pointless. Fools anointed to the followers' fanfare. Look for the common, not superficial. Code red, color work for many crises. Perfunctory idols rewriting the Bibles. The magic markers running out of the ink. Lives and white out, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Hell yes. Now moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes.
Now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes.
Now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.